Jordan Davis is here with me. He's my food dude. We will get you caught up on all the happenings of the restaurant world, as we do every Wednesday. Jordan is the No Dishes podcast host, the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose, and civic engager. Where are you at today, buddy? You're busy, huh?
Yeah, man. We're this whole week they've been doing open public sessions for the College Walnut Corridor, exploring ways to make it safer and just kind of the best use of the space. Right now, they've just have some restaurateurs, restaurant managers and owners that are along that corridor all meeting. So, yeah, I popped out here to give you a shout and keep everybody up to date on what I've been eating. But I'm going to go back in there and yeah, it's kind of interesting. I mean, they talked about, like, one of the potentials would be making them both two ways. I don't think that's going to happen. But it's really interesting to hear everyone's input and see what we can do to make Bloomington better.
People were confused when they did not have a stop sign on the 7 line on 7th Street. I can only imagine the confusement that would happen if everything went to two-way streets.
Oh, yeah, it would be a nightmare. I mean, we've already talked about 7th Street extensively in the right 30 minutes I've been there and how to avoid doing that again.
The great news is I hope everybody hates it and stays away from it, because I use it, and I use it all the time. It's the greatest way to sneak out of Simon Scott Assembly Hall or football when no one's looking. Don't wait in line. Don't wait for all the stop signs. Don't wait in line for traffic. Don't tell anybody, though. I'll take it. I know not everybody likes it, but I love it. I get down and get out. Get to the south side, boom, no problem, ready to go. How many meetings are you guys going to have with them? Is this something they're going to do monthly? I haven't really heard anybody give me a timeline on how this is going to develop moving forward. There's going to be no decisions made here. That's the thing. But when are those decisions after this information is shown and studied? Have they told you that?
Yeah, I don't know what the timeline is for further, like, progress on everything. This is, I think, information gathering from, stakeholders with businesses that would be affected, as well as just from the public. They're having these open studio times where anyone can come by into the city council chambers here in the shower building and meet with these consultants that they have. And just kind of talk about what they have going on. The one right now is the only one I think they're doing for the restaurants. There's also some, I was trying to pull up here when else they've got them going. There's public meeting, actual meetings.
Tomorrow there night. Was one yesterday. Yeah.
There's one tomorrow from 6 to 7:30. And then you can attend that. But then there's, like, open studio sessions, I think from like 1 to 4 or noon to 4, when you can just come by anytime and just kind of chat with them about different options, what you'd like to see.
Yep, it's your city, it's your town, and obviously you're in business. You're right on that corridor as you stretch. This runs all the way from the bypass to Allen Street, so it does affect plenty, and it'll be interesting to see what they find and what they hear from the stakeholders in it. Jordan Davis isn't here to talk about traffic patterns. Let's eat, buddy. I'm hungry. We got all kinds of things going on. But, well, let's start backwards and work forwards. We're starting to learn that summertime hours are a very real thing here in Bloomington. They are. Not everybody will be open the same time as they have been, and not everybody will be open the normal business days as well. What have we learned that's closing up here recently for a little vacation time?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the two off the top of my head are Kalau and Butch's, which both have the same owner. So those are very kind of student-dependent businesses. So they're kind of closed down. You know, our Chocolate Moose location connected to Buffalo Louis is going to be super limited hours for the rest of summer, Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 4 to 11. It's just one of those where, you know, if you're unsure, give them a call ahead of time. But, yeah, it's a summer in a college town. You're going to be throwing some curveballs.
It is, and that's the other fun part, too. Go out and explore and have some fun. There are folks on campus, though, Indiana University, doing orientation and things of the such. I get older every year when my buddies call me, hey, I'm in town. My kid's getting ready to go to orientation. You want to get a beer? It's like, well, no, because my 13-year-old and my 9-year-old need me at home. I'm not old. I'm different old. But that is fun, so people are going to be out and about for it. What'd you do for Grand Falloon, buddy? Did you get out in the middle of that? Of course you did. You fed my crew ice cream. You had a ton of stuff going on. What a crowd that was on Saturday.
Dude, that was incredible, man. It was such a fun day. It was beautiful weather. The Bloomington Handmade Market was going on from Lincoln to Indiana Avenue along Kirkwood from 10 to 4. Talia just did an amazing job setting that up. A lot of really cool vendors. I got a couple hand-cut like wooden puzzles of the old chocolate mousse stand. Mark Tashita did a fantastic job making those. You know, I gave one to Lovey for a gift for his newborn.
New baby.
Yeah, new baby, buddy. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, so couldn't be happier for him and his amazing wife. I went over there and got to see him on Sunday. They're amazing parents. And then, yeah, man, Grand Falloon. Music started up at 5 o'clock right there in between Lincoln and Washington. A giant stage. It was just an amazing community day, man. Just seeing what we can do with, you know, the streets and the public spaces that we have. You know, we were set up selling ice cream and drinks. We had 4 food trucks down there as well. It was just fun, dude. It was awesome. Just so many people having a good time. Upland and Bloomington Brewing Company were selling beers. The Graduate was a big part of it. They had people up on the roof. I was able to sneak up there for just a little bit.
How was that, dude?
What's that?
How was the rooftop?
Oh, it was great, man. The part I felt so bad for the Graduate staff working because part of the lined edge that you could actually see the concert from had like a flower box in front of it.
Not anymore.
And it was just, they were just nonstop, like asking people to get back, myself included. So did not envy them for that job. But yeah, they had a great setup. The Graduate, such a cool boutique hotel. You know, the old Assembly Hall bleachers in there and all the just homage that they pay to Bloomington and IU's history.
Yeah, Switchyard was out there selling some beers as well. I made sure I kept all of our local breweries and food trucks in business. I think we had a group of about, 8 or 9 of us that were out and about. And I think we hit for the cycle, buddy. I think we had one of everything.
Yeah, C3 was also doing cocktails in the VIP area. It was just a great day. Fleming Lips put on an incredible show. Yeah, man, it's just days like that I realize how much I love my job and how much I love Bloomington.
Yeah, you get paid to do that. That's the funny part. The rest of us had to just go and go and have some fun. You got paid to make people happy. How much ice cream did you sell? Just curious.
Oh man, let me do some math.
All of it.
I think we sold over 500 cups.
That's pretty good. Did you ever hear what the final number was population-wise? We heard they were hoping to get between 10 and 15,000. I wouldn't know how you measure that without tickets, but somebody probably took an aerial shot and did some math or something else.
Yeah, I didn't ever hear a number, but throughout that entire day, because, I mean, we set up and started selling at 11 a.m., it was just steady, man. There's no other better way to put it. It was just steady, 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 constant stream of people going through. So throughout the whole day, I would guarantee they beat that 15,000 mark.
I hope so, and it sure felt like that. And that's the other great thing, because the Flaming Lips were great for some folks. We were down there for 6 hours and left when the band started. So we had plenty of fun, plenty of goofing around, having a great time, and didn't even get into the band. So it doesn't have to be the music. It just has to be the vibe. The weather was great, as you mentioned, and the vibe was even better. We saw so many friendly faces, and it's Bloomington's weird, man. If you haven't figured that out yet, just take a deep breath. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. It's
yeah, absolutely. Well, shout out to the IU Arts and Humanities Council. Is that it?
Yeah.
And Gerard for kind of putting that event on. It was a really, really cool event.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. And it felt like, a mini taste of Bloomington. But I know that ship has sailed, and I'm going to let it go. I promise when I come back from vacation, I will not be here next week. I will not talk about the taste anymore. But that had like the 4th Street Festival / taste / everything.
/ Lotus.
Yeah, all smashed into one, man. And it was really, really cool. And good job, Mother Nature, for helping us out as well. Jordan Davis helps me out every Wednesday. Speaking of it, well, not everybody has the same days off, but if you're off today or if you want to cut out a little early in about 45 minutes in Ellettsville, how long do we do Food Truck Wednesdays over there? Is that going to last all summer long?
Yeah, man, we're going to do every single week, 4:30 to 8:30 at 200 Sales Street. Yeah, just trucks. It's free to attend. There's not usually a live band like Food Truck Friday, but usually just like a solo artist playing. You know, we're getting better and better lineups. You know, Chocolate Mousse will be out there today along with Pappy Shack. Pappy Shack is a really cool one that doesn't do Food Truck Friday because they always do like go to Raceways on Fridays.
Gotcha.
But they've been really good, eclectic menu. Donier Kebab, La Poblana, Weaver Smoke Eaters Barbecue, Bloomberger, and Jay's Kitchen. I had Jay's Kitchen during Grand Falloon and did their waffle fries with Philly cheesesteak. And like normally the Philly cheesesteak is like sliced real thin. Theirs was like chunks of steak, which was really, really cool and really delicious.
If you like fries, that's what Jay's Kitchen is all about. I looked at that menu on Saturday when I saw you as well. And that's something to put in the memory bank. So those of you who can't make it on Food Truck Friday, no problem. You got some of the same options or similar options on Wednesday in Ellettsville. So you've got multiple ways to get involved. And this week will be one of the crazy. We just got off a big weekend, right? So we're going to turn around. We have Food Truck Wednesday in Ellettsville. Tomorrow night, we have the huge concert at Switchyard Park, which is also going to have a little food truck activity, which is also going to have a little cold beer here activity. And for those of you that are the Hep Musical Cats, tell me who's playing tomorrow night and why this is a big deal.
Yeah, so Visit Bloomington is putting on a summer concert series. This is the first of three, all to be held at Switchyard Park. There'll be another one in July and another one in August. Yeah, there's going to be a beer garden, food trucks. I've got really great ones for every single time. And then it's going to be over on that main stage. And
the
this week,
big stage, right? The big stage, the big, 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 big stage.
Yes, sir. Exactly. So not normally where the music is for Food Truck Friday, although I think it actually is there this week. Once a month, it's there when the Parks has their concert over there. But yeah, Visit Bloomington's putting this on. You know, Mike with the Orbit Room did a great job kind of helping them get some great artists. Micaiah McCraven is who's playing tonight. Funk Almighty will be opening. He's a really incredibly talented jazz drummer, and this is actually his last stop before he goes and plays Bonnaroo, and you get to go see it for free.
That's tomorrow night. Things will start brewing around what, 6 p.m. Music's probably closer to 8. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, so music starts at 6. So
the opening act.
I believe
okay.
It's 6:10. Funk Almighty starts. Food trucks are going to be slinging by 5. So get there early, bring a lawn chair, and just bring good vibes.
That's right, and bring your card to swipe as well. You can get food and drink, but you do not have to buy tickets. That's the beautiful part of it. And all three concerts, the big concerts in the city at Switchyard Park, Visit Bloomington, are going to be free all summer long. There's three of them. Your Food Truck Friday concerts, when you have those from the city, those are also free as well. This is great.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got another great one this week, a full lineup of trucks. You can find out all the info at Bloomington Food Truck Friday, Food Truck Friday B-Town on Instagram. And yeah, the city's putting on, they're part of their summer concert series. They're going to be over on the main stage actually on Friday. But every single Friday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., free to attend at Switchyard Park for Food Truck Friday.
Yummy. Jordan Davis, he's been eating as well. I look at the look at all the things that are brewing. Well, we got some people adding brunch to their menus, which is always fun to tinker with in summertime when the crowds aren't mayhem like they are perhaps when school starts. And the Chop Shop's got a grand opening. Let's start with them. It's been called a few different things here over the last few years, and a few different owners mean changes.
Yeah, so Chop Shop was originally Wagon Wheel, and then Wagon Wheel was bought by the Endeavor Food Group, and they changed it to BB's Market. And now they have rebranded into Chop Shop. They're doing a grand opening today through, I believe, Saturday or Sunday. You can find out more info on their Facebook page or their website. They're doing a bunch of giveaways. I think they have a chamber ribbon cutting today. A lot of stuff that you can get entered in. They're, you know, full-blown butcher shop in there, and they got an incredible smoker, and it's a full sit-down restaurant. I think they're doing brunch every single day, like until 3 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what it says on the truck when I drive by in the parking lot. And you know what you know if you see it on a truck in a parking lot, you know it's true. That's how it works. That's how we used to do it before the internet, buddy. We just stick a truck in the parking lot, put a sign on it, bam, ready to go. Hoosier Bar and Grill is going to brunch. So is Irish Lion. Now, I know Irish Lion's done special brunches before for, Mother's Day or Easter or things like that. Now it looks like they're going to jump in the game. You're almost getting down to a point now who doesn't do brunch. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, brunch, man, can be really tough. A lot of places are usually packed. You got to wait. Bedrock is always packed right next to us down there at the Muth on South Walnut. I've had breakfast brunch over at Irish Line before, and they maybe only did it on Sundays, but I've had some great French toast, some great omelets. And then HBG, man, out there in Ellisville, Hoosier Bar and Grill. I can't remember what I saw, but they posted pictures of that menu, and it looked incredible.
Yeah, they got all kinds of fun stuff, biscuits and gravy, stuffed French toast, chicken sandwiches, all kinds of things. Well, you know what? This is the fun part of the year. If you're bored, or if you think you've done it all, you get to these festivals and you get to some of these places that are trying new things, and you can try it along with them and see what is going on. Now, my favorite part of our conversation each week is, what are you eating, Mr. Healthy? Look at that picture. Look at that guy at the lake. Is that Don Johnson? No, that's not Miami Vice. That's Max and Tucky Vice.
Oh man, when I saw you post that, I thought,
well, you put it on the internet, it's free game. I didn't sneak through your bushes and take that picture. You look good.
Thanks. You didn't Photoshop it, so I can't complain. It's not put me in some weird setting, you know. But yeah, man, my list is I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but it's much closer to my pre 10-week challenge at Farrell's list. It's actually a pretty extensive one. Just a Taste of India buffet to go today.
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't know they weighed the box, so I ended up paying about $5 more than if I ate in. But I got a good amount of food, and I ended up splitting it with a buddy. So it ended up being pretty cost-effective when you considered it fed two people. Did a really good, healthy burrito bowl from Chubby's last night, right there by the Buskirk on Kirkwood. Really, really good stuff, man. It's set up like Chipotle, but it's a local place. My thing, I've had some people that say they didn't have a great thing, but like experience, but you just got to look at the meats. Look at the ones that look juicy and look delicious, and you order those, and they're great. That's what I do.
Try it.
If something looks dry, don't order it.
Or try to stir it up. Stir it up like Bob Marley says. Stir it up.
Yeah, there we go. On the breakfast brunch note, I was doing some house sitting, dog sitting out in Ellettsville this weekend, and got to go stop on Monday, actually, and hit up Wee Willie's, man. It was a great experience. I'm not allowed to say that I ate this, but they have the best French toast in town.
Oh, yeah?
Just your standard, like how I had it as a kid, like just really, really good. The service was on point. She was on top of the coffee. She brought me a water, like before you even think about asking or thinking that you might need one, she was just on it. So great experience over there at Wee Willie's. Ellie Mays did some brisket tacos at Grand Falloon. You can find them tomorrow at Switcher Park, as well as Food Truck Friday. Got to try the Italian beef from Cardinal Spirits. They've got a new menu. Greg is doing a fantastic job over there. And that Italian beef was great, man. Really good, hearty, authentic au jus. Just thinly sliced meat on a good roll. It was really, really good stuff, man. Bloomington Bagel Company, my friend and I got some stuff over there. I did a breakfast sandwich. They did just like a bagel with some schmear that they were very happy with. This, I did what might be the best salad I've ever had in my life.
Let me get my pen out. Hold on. All right, now I'm ready. Go ahead.
D'Angelo's.
Which one?
My friend Rachel that works over there posted a picture to Facebook, and I said, that looks incredible.
Was it with the salmon?
I called in a carryout order. I was like, can I get the salmon salad? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, what salad do you want to add the salmon to? I was like, whatever one was in the picture. Like, do that one.
Advertising works.
Go ahead.
Advertising works.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was like, just that one. I'm nonverbal. I just point. It was so good, man. I don't even know what the dressing was. I don't know what the salad's called. But just be like, I want the one. Just say, I want the salad that Rachel posted, and it was perfect, man. There was nothing I could change about the salad, or the salmon was perfectly seasoned, perfectly done. The dressing complemented it well. It had mozzarella, it had olives, it was fresh, flavorful. I didn't feel like I was sacrificing anything by eating healthy. I can't recommend that salad at D'Angelo's enough. And then the last one, we talked about them last week, man. I went in that night. Went over to Juanita's, it was awesome. Yeah, West Kirkwood, Mahi Mahi Tacos, their chips and salsa are phenomenal. Over there, just go check them out. I think they've been kind of slower than normal, so Juanita's will get you taken care of, and you'll be glad you went.
Well, that's a pretty good roundup there. You have been busy for sure. Well, you know what? I'll save these for next time we talk, because they're not going anywhere, and I don't want to cram it all in. You got to get back to your meeting. Thanks for jumping out and helping us out. Now I've got the food sweats, and it's beautiful outside, so that's a good combination. What's the flavor of the month at the Chocolate Mousse?
We've still been doing the banana pudding. I think our production manager is making some more. We've been running pretty low, pretty close to getting out. So don't be mad at me if you go in there and we're out. We're making more. But it has Cool Whip in it. It has vanilla wafers. It might be the best ice cream we've ever made, and I mean that.
I had some lemon custard this week, and that was awfully good on a hot summer's day as well. And you know what the best part about eating custard is? Your kids won't eat it when you say the word custard. They'll just abandon it. And that's like, oh, that's too bad. It's all mine. All right, bye. See you later.
That's perfect. I'll keep that in mind for whenever I get to parenthood.
Exactly. Resistance is futile. That's right. Eat stuff. Do as I. Yeah, they won't do anything you say. So you gotta show them. All right. Great job as always, buddy. We'll do it again in 2 weeks. I'm off next week. We'll talk to you on the 28th.
All right. Sounds good, man. Take it easy.